Good morning. Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast. Evangelist Gene Voss with you today, bringing to you the Word of God from the precious Word of our Lord this morning. Good to be in the house of God to be able to go today to church. Hope you're finding your ways to the house of God this morning, that God would bless you and help you. You receive help from the Lord today. Certainly, we want to I invite you to come to Mountain View Baptist Church. Brother Kevin Norton's a pastor here, and we invite you to come today. Be in the Sunday school hour at 10 o'clock, worship 10:45, back tonight at 6 o'clock for the evening service, and then 7 on Wednesday prayer meeting. And we invite you to come to be in the services with us anytime that you can. If you don't have a church home, you come. It might be the Lord would have you to be here. And so you come and let God speak to your heart today. It's good to be saved this morning. Thank God for this beautiful day. Now we can gather in the house of God to worship Him that redeemed us by His wonderful blood on the cross of Calvary. What a great blessing it is this morning just to be saved and kept by the power of God, informed by the Word, invigorated by His Spirit, led by the Holy Ghost of God. What a blessing it is to be a Christian in these last days that we're living in today. And so we invite you to come. Be with us in the house of God here today. Pray that God would use the broadcast, you that know the worth of prayer, that God would use it for His glory and speak to some heart this morning out there. Somebody needs some help today. Somebody's got a need in Radio Land this morning. And I know that because God sends things to His needy folks that's listening. And He knows who will be listening. And He knows what the Word of God needs to be preached to your heart today. And so you listen and you heed the precious Word of God this morning. I want to send it out to the shut-ins, those not able to get out, be in the house of God this morning. Hope be a blessing to your heart and to your life today. Brother Owens, I tell you, I want to pray for Brother Hoyt this morning. Remember him in prayer. And then Brother Cecil, send it out to him also this morning. Not been able to be in church very much lately, and I know he'd love to be. And we want to send it out to him this morning. We hope it'll be a blessing and a help to his heart today. And others that are listening, you've got needs in your life this morning. You definitely want to turn to the Lord because God cares and He understands what you're going through with today. And if you've got a spiritual need, it's also linked to a physical need. You turn to the Lord this morning. Let God help you today. He certainly is listening, and He's waiting for us to call upon Him this morning. So it's a joy to be here this morning, the broadcast time, and bringing to you the Word of God today. Hope it'll be a blessing to you, and you pray that God would do that this morning. Let's pray. Father, as we bow in Your presence this morning, Lord, we're so thankful for this day, the privilege, God, we have to bow at the throne of grace today and come through the precious blood of our Savior this morning. Lord, oh, what a blessing it is just to get to the throne room of God. Let us therefore come boldly, You said in the Scripture. Lord, we bow this morning not because we feel worthy to bow, but because of His precious blood that's been applied to our hearts today. We've been made worthy by His blood to approach the throne of grace this morning. Lord, there's needs in Radio Land today. Somebody needs some help this morning, Lord, as they turn their hearts to You. I pray, God, You respond to them. And I know You're waiting for us to call upon You. You'll answer. And Lord, You're a God that cares and understands about every need that we have today. And I pray You'd speak to every heart. Lord, bring conviction upon the sinner this morning. They realize their need of a Savior before it's too late. Oh, God, I thank You for Your blessings this morning. Thank You for the Word of God that we can open today and preach without fear or favor of any man. Lord, knowing it is the divine, infallible Word of a living God, preserved for this generation. Thank You, Lord, for that today. Now give us a good day of the Lord today, and we'll thank You and praise You and love You for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right, we're going to have some songs this morning and hope it will certainly be a blessing to your heart today. And let the Lord speak to you this morning. He'll help you. You listen as they sing.
David. said he's like a shepherd. He knows our every need. Leads us by those gentle waters where our hungry soul he feeds. I'm just a little lamb, so helpless. My soul I can't defend. I'm so glad shepherd, and on him I will depend. Lives in the Savior's hand, oh, precious nails scarred. Lord, riven through and nails, those precious hands will never fail.
Don't you know it is? We've got a God that cares. It's in His hands today, whatever you are facing, whatever you're going through with. Put it in His hands this morning. Let Him take care of you. He cares. He loves you. Hope you enjoyed that. Have another one now. Oh, it'll be a blessing to you.
What would I do without Jesus, the shepherd of my valley? shepherd of my valley. I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do?
Amen. Well, I tell you, couldn't make it without him this morning. 2 Timothy chapter 2 today, 2 Timothy chapter 2. Invite you once again to be in church with us this morning here at Mountain View Baptist Church, Brother Kevin Norton, the pastor. You come be with us today in our Sunday school time at 10, worship at 10:45, 6 o'clock this evening. Come be with us today in the house of God, Wednesday at 7. And so don't forget to be with us. 2 Timothy chapter 2, the Bible said, "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things which thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. And if a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully. The husbandman that laboreth must be first partaker of the fruits. Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things." Now, I want to try to use this passage of Scripture this morning to try to preach for a few minutes upon the thought of the makings of a good soldier. The makings of a good soldier. Paul is dealing here with young Timothy, someone that he is concerned about, someone that he loves, and someone that he has seen the potential in his life of God shaping him and molding him into a soldier that can be used in the battle with the devil in their last days. There's the fact that Paul had an insight. I want you to notice now, first of all, on the making of a good soldier, there has to be a mentor. There's got to be someone that's helping that soldier to learn what they need to know to fight the battle and the good fight of faith. And Paul was a mentor to young Timothy. Now, you don't just choose a mentor that you want. God places a mentor in your life, and there's something about that mentor, that man that helps you, that person that helps you in your life spiritually, for God to mold you and to make you into a vessel that he can use for his glory. So there's some things about that. First of all, Paul was placed in the life of young Timothy. Now, it most likely was, of course, initial contact was in the home of young Timothy's mother and grandmother. There was also some things that Paul saw in his contact with this young man when his conversion, and then in his service to the Lord, Paul saw some things in his life. First of all, he saw his tears. Now, in verses 2, and chapter 1, chapter 1, verses 2, you'll find that Paul, the apostle of God, was writing to young Timothy. He talked to him here in the first chapter, "To Timothy, my dearly beloved son." So there had to be an initial contact and a growth of a fellowship between these two that formed into a mentor for this young man and whom God was going to use greatly in the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Paul saw this. He began to see some things in young Timothy's life. And what a blessing it was the day that Paul entered into their lives. This family had a great influence through the Apostle Paul. He came by, and so no doubt he seen the things that was taking place, and he saw the spirituality of this young man. He saw the potential of him. He recognized the faith that was in his grandmother. He saw the faith that was in his mother also, and these two dear ladies had a tremendous impact upon the life of young Timothy, his mother and his grandmother. That's who God mentions here, because that's who God wants us to know about. God placed a mentor in his life. First of all, that was his mother and his grandmother. Thirdly, that was the Apostle Paul. And through contact with him, Paul began to see some things in Paul's life. I tell you today, what we need is some spiritual mentors that will help mature believers that are serving the Lord Jesus and help them along the way. First of all, he saw his tears. And verses 4, the Bible said of chapter 1, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears. Being mindful of thy tears. God put Paul into a place that he could see the tears of this young man, Timothy. Now, and so doing, Paul had, of course, an intimate contact with this young man, spiritually speaking. He knew his tears. He saw the tears that Paul, that Timothy had in his life, where whether it was a burden for sinners that he was in contact with, or whether it was in his service to the Lord and his dedication to God, as he wept his way to the Lord and prayed and sought the face of God, Paul had seen the tears of this young man. There was the tears, and I'm going to tell you, friend of mine, there needed to be some tears in his soldiers, his servants. Those that are serving him ought to be able to shed some tears for sinners and shed some tears for the saints of God along the way. God don't put us in this thing alone. We've got somebody beside us and somebody alongside of us that we can see and that we're acquainted with and that we can pray for and share their burdens with. And I tell you, we can pray for them. And he saw the tears of this young man. Didn't say what kind of tears it was, but it was tears, no doubt, of joy and of service and of a burden for sinners and that God put upon his heart. There was something inside this young man that Paul seen when he saw the tears of this young man's heart. He began to see that. He was familiar with that, so he saw his tears. And then secondly, he saw his faith. Amen. A soldier has got to have some faith. Amen. A soldier has got to have some compassion. He's got to have those things to be a good soldier. Now, there are soldiers and there's good soldiers. Amen. And Paul made it very clear from this passage of Scripture that he needed some good soldiers to serve the Lord. Not just a soldier, not just wearing the uniform, not just taking the allegiance, but one that deeply cares for what he's doing in his service for the one that appointed him. I tell you, that's what it takes to be a good soldier. And so he saw his faith. The Bible said there in the 5th verse, already mentioned that, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith. Hey, this faith wasn't put on. It wasn't something that he tried to impress the brethren with. There was something inside of him that was also inside of his grandmother and of his mother. And so he seen the faith that he had, and I'm persuaded that it is in thee also. Paul was assured and persuaded by what he saw that this was an unfeigned faith. There was no pretense. There was no put on in the life of these individuals that had an influence upon young Timothy's life. And brother, one thing, that if Paul saw it, Timothy also saw it. Well, Timothy saw it before Paul did, because he was living in that household of his mother and his grandmother that influenced him, and he saw their faith, unfeigned faith. He saw it was real. And brother, when it's real, you'll win some converts to the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what Paul was writing about. He's a mentor. As a mentor, he saw his faith. And so then, not only that, but he saw his fear. I tell you, the Bible said there in the 5th verse, notice what he said in the 5th verse, when I call to remember the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwell first in thy grandmother Lois. And so there was a fear, verse 7, for God had not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. He saw his fear. Oh yes, a good soldier's got some fear about him. There's things that will get his heart racing. There are some things that will affect his thinking and his spirituality. He saw his fear. He dealt with that fear, and that he said that God had not given us a spirit of fear, fear. He got Timothy to deal with that fear that rose up in his life, because that fear don't come from God. Confidence and faith put in the Lord does not create a fear that will sidetrack us or derail us or put us in a mode of no good for the Lord. So he saw the fear that he had in his life, and he dealt with that and encouraged him on that. And then not only that, but he said, listen, he dealt with his faults. Amen. His faults. The Bible said in verses 8, in that verse, be not therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord. Now, sometimes we do have faults, and I'm assured every person I know of has got some faults. We all do. And Timothy had the fault of being ashamed of the testimony of Jesus Christ. And he dealt with that and overcame that. But Paul deals with those things that affronts us in our life today. Not be ashamed. Ashamed of the testimony of our Lord. Don't be ashamed of the Word of God. Don't be ashamed of the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Don't be ashamed of what it does in your life, that you might deny ungodliness and worldliness and all these things we face in this world today, and not turn aside to them. Don't be ashamed. So he dealt with his faults and encouraged him by his word, not to be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner. Paul said, don't be ashamed of me. Well, you might say, somebody said, you mean, to young Timothy, do you mean to tell me that man that got over there in jail is your friend? You tell me that he's one that you're trying to help and you're trying to pattern your life after? You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Well, Timothy wasn't ashamed, because you know what? Paul wasn't in jail because he was drunk. He wasn't in jail because he was an adulterer. He wasn't in jail because he was a thief or a murderer or even a busybody in other men's matters. He was in jail for the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so don't be ashamed of him. And so young Timothy could look in the face of those that accused him and berated him, to be ashamed of Paul, and say, I'm not ashamed of him, because he's in there for preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, which I'm also not ashamed of. And so he was dealt with as a mentor. Don't be ashamed of the faults that you have. Don't be ashamed of that person. And then he wanted him, said, you be a partner. Amen. You have the future sufferings. The mentor that helped him along the way, I told him about the future sufferings that he was going to have. The last part of verse 8 said, there'll be his prayer, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God. Telling him, you're going to be a partaker of afflictions. You're going to be a partaker of the things that you see me going through with, and that you say, I don't have to go through that. Well, Paul said, be thou a partaker of the afflictions of the gospel. Don't you get afflicted because of your sin. Don't you get afflicted because of your disobedience. Don't you get afflicted because of your sin and the things of this world's effect. But you be afflicted because of the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ, according to his gospel. And so if you suffer for the cause of Christ, you can be happy in your sufferings. But if you're suffering because of sin that's in your life, you can't be happy because of that. And so Paul is dealing with him about those things. The mentor that Timothy had recognized some things in his life and warned him there was coming a day when he would suffer just like he's going to suffer, just like he's suffering. And so Paul didn't say, well, Timothy, you get saved, you know, you follow the Lord, nothing will ever go wrong, you'll always be prosperous, and you'll always, like the charlatans of our day, that's trying to solicit your your money over the TV. If you'll send me your money, you'll not have any worries. You'll have monetary successes and all of these things. I tell you, what are they doing? They're charlatans. They're getting rich on the money of those that are reaching out to try to get some help monetarily. But oh, that's not what Paul was concerned about. It's the spiritual aspects. Brother Paul said, Timothy, you're going to suffer afflictions of the gospel. Amen. That's what it is. Be thou partaker of the affliction of the gospel according to the power of God. Amen. The blessings are bestowed upon those that are faithful even unto death. Even though the afflictions oppress them, even though the persecutions arise that comes upon them, brother, they've smothered those things out. Their spiritual eyes are opened, and they see the reality of serving the Lord and experience the joy of the living God in their lives because of the afflictions of the gospel. Suffer for the cause of Christ, and you'll be blessed, and you'll have real joy in your life today. Well, Paul was a great mentor, amen, that God put in the life of this young man, and that this young man, and I want to say before closing today, deal with it more next week, but this man had a calling. There was a calling upon the life of this young man. The Bible said there in verses 9, the Bible said, who hath saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. There's got to be a calling for a good soldier. He don't just choose to be that, but he has been called to do that. Amen. And so we're going to deal with that more next week. There's got to be a calling. Amen. A lot of volunteers, but not a whole lot of folks called today in this time that we're living in. Amen. Well, God's still able this morning had to call servants of God into his warfare and suffering for his cause. Well, I hope you receive something today that'll be a blessing to you. God bless you. Meet us in church and to listen on next Sunday. And in Jesus' name, amen.